Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Daf Beis Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom by the word Ve'ema. So we're in the middle of discussing the Makar that there's a Chiyav of Prisha Shivas Yamim before Yom Kippur. So we said already on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that the Makar for Prisha Shivas Yamim is from the Pasuk by the Miluim, where the Pasuk by the Miluim says, Kasher also b'yoyim hazeh, tziva Hashem l'asoy is l'chaper aleichem. And we darshan that l'chaper is referring to the Avedis Yom HaKippurim, that the Avedis Yom Kippur requires a Prisha Shiva. So now ask the Gemara, ve'ema shmini, how do you know that the word l'chaper is referring to Yom Kippur? All it says in the Torah is the word l'chaper. So maybe it's referring to a different carbon, which is mechaper, that carbon requires a Prisha Shiva. Maybe it's referring to the carbonis of Shmini Atzeres, which is also brought as a kapara. So maybe Shmini Atzeres requires the Kehanim to do a Prisha Shiva's Yamin before Shmini Atzeres. And Shmini Atzeres is also daimet to the Miluim, just like Yom Kippur is. The Prisha Shiva liyei mechadu. Because Shmini Atzeres would also be a Prisha Shiva's Yamin for a one-day event, just like Yom Kippur and the Miluim. So it's not even like Yom Kippur is more daimet to the Miluim than Shmini Atzeres is. They're both equal. So how do you know that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur? Maybe Lechaper is referring to Shmini Atzeres. Stand for the Gemara. No, done in Davar, she'ain kedusha lefanav. We're going to learn out something which doesn't have kedusha before it, such as Yom Kippur, where the days before Yom Kippur are not kadosh. Midavar she'ain kedusha lefanav from the miluim, which also doesn't have any kedusha before it. There was no kedusha before the Yom Shmini the miluim. Ve'ain danin davar she'esh kedusha lefanav midavar she'ain kedusha lefanav. But we're not going to learn out Shmini Atzeres, which is something which has kedusha in front of it from the miluim, which didn't have kedusha in front of it. Frakta Gemara, Adrab of Lav Kabo Chaimerhu. That's a reason to say that. That's more of a reason to say that Shmini Atzeres should require a Prisha Shivas Yamim. Hashta Davar She'ein Kedusha Lefanav by Prisha, if by the Miluim, where there was no Kedusha before the Yom Shmini the Miluim, and yet still there was a Din Prisha. So Davar She'yesh Kedusha Lefanav. So Shmini Atzeres, which has Kedusha in front of it, right? Because Sukkos is before Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres has Kedusha in front of it. L'kol Shekein. So that's more of a reason that it should require a Prisha. Says the Gemara, Amar of Mesharshia, Loi Hazeksiv Kizet. I mean, Enechanami. Really, Be'etzem, what the Gemara is saying is that really Enechanami. In Svara, so there may be more of a reason to say that Shmini Atzeres is more Chamer, and therefore that should be the one that should require Prisha Shivas Yamim. But the thing is that the Torah says Hazeh, which we darshan, Kizet. That we're not looking for something which is just going to be the most compelling that it should require a Prisha Shivas Yamim. We're looking for something which is more daimit to the Miluim. And although Shmini Atzeres might have more of a compelling reason to require a Prisha Shivas Yamim than Yom Kippur, but Lamaisa, it's not as daimit to the Miluim as Yom Kippur is, because both Yom Kippur and the Miluim don't have Kedusha Lefanav, and Shmini Atzeres does. So in a Chanami, that's maybe more of a reason to require Prisha. But here we're not using Svara. We're using a different method. We're trying to figure out which one's more daimet to the miluim, because the Torah says hazeh, which we darshan kizeh. Rav Ashi says a different reason, a different teretz for how we know that the Torah is not referring to Shmini Atzeres. Because miika midi deika rega loy bai prisha utafel di day bai prisha, could there be such a thing that Sukkos itself, which is the ikar of part of Shmini Atzeres, is like a Tosefos on Sukkos? It's an extra added day to Sukkos. So could it be that Sukkos itself, which is the ikar of the yontif, that doesn't need prisha, like we already proved in the previous year, that Sukkos itself doesn't require prisha? And now tafel di day, now the tafel Shmini Atzeres, which is a tafel to Sukkos, that's going to require Prisha. So just in Svara, it can't be that Lechaper is referring to Shmini Atzeres, because it can't be that the Ikar of the Regal doesn't need Prisha, and that all of a sudden the Tuffel requires Prisha. Vafilu l'man da'amar Shmini Regal b'fnei atzmayu, and even according to the man da'amar who holds that Shmini Atzeres is considered a Regal b'fnei atzmay, hani mili l'inim pizar kishaf. But even that man da'amar only holds like that, that Shmini Atzeres is not a tuffel to Sukkos, only regarding to certain things, only regarding to pizar kishaf, to certain things which start with a pei, zayin, reish, kof, shin, and a beis. But those are just exceptions. Those are just exceptions about Shmini Atzeres. That regarding these things, that Shmini Atzeres is considered a regel b'fnei atzmai. But in general, as we'll see soon, Shmini Atzeres is considered a tafel tesukis. What's pizar kishav? So there's machlokes rishonim, what each one stands for, but the way Rashi learns over here is that pei is referring to that Shmini Atzeres has a pious b'fnei atzmai, it had its own lottery. The zayin is referring to zman, that we make a shechianu on Shmini Atzeres like it's its own yontif. Reish is regel, that's a regel b'fnei atzmai, that in davening we don't call Shmini Atzeres sukkis, we call it Shmini Chag Atzeres as there, or Shmini Atzeres, different neschois. That's the reish. Kuf is that it's a that has a carbon bifnei atzmai. The carbonis of Shmini Atzeres are not like the rest of Sukkot. Shin is that it has a shir bifnei atzmai, that the shir shel yoim is not daima to the rest of Sukkot. And the base is a bracha, that they used to give a bracha to the melech on Shmini Atzeres. But the point is, only regarding these things, so Shmini Atzeres is considered its own yontif. Aval le'inyin tashlumin, says the Gemara, but regarding tashlumin, regarding if a person didn't bring his carbon chagiga on Sukkot, so regarding tashlumin derishainu, so then Shmini Atzeres is considered connected with Sukkot, and it's considered a tafel and an add-on to Sukkot. That now, like we learned in the Mishnah, that that if a person didn't bring his carbon chagiga on the first day of Sukkot like he was supposed to, so he can make it up and he can bring it during the rest of the days of Sukkot, even though he was supposed to bring it on the first day. If he didn't bring it on the first day, so he has tashlumin and he could bring it during the rest of Sukkot, and even on the last day of Sukkot, meaning even on Shmini Atzeres. So we see that Shmini Atzeres is considered one with Sukkot, and therefore, back to the svara that we were saying, it can't be, Rav Ashi says, that Sukkot itself doesn't require Prisha, and Shmini Atzeres would require Prisha. We see that Shmini Atzeres is considered a tuffel to Sukkot. It's only regarding Pizar Kishav. Regarding Pizar Kishav, it's not considered, only regarding Pizar Kishav, it's considered a rego b'fnei atzmai. Agav, the lashon of the Gemara was a little bit interesting. It said on the bottom of Beis Mabez, v'afilu l'man da'amar shmini rego b'fnei atzmai hu, kilu, that there's a machlekes about this. That even l'fi l'man da'amar who holds that shmini is a rego b'fnei atzmai, it's only regarding Pizar Kishav. It's mashma that there's a man da'amar who holds that even with regards to Pizar Kishav, shmini atzeres is not a rego b'fnei atzmai, which is very interesting. The lashon of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Dalad Amud Beis is Imr Damrin and Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmai, that kilu we all say it. But when is it that we say that Shmini Atzeres is a Regel Bifnei Atzmai? It's only regarding Pizar Kishav. There it's mashma that there's no machlekes. So some actually switch the gears over here and they say that you should be gairis that Afal Gav the Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmai who, that even though Shmini Atzeres is a Regel Bifnei Atzmai, that's only with regards to Pizar Kishav. Not that there's a machlekes, but you look in the Gebur Sari, he brings maybe man damer who's chaylik. Anyway, zak the Gemara weiter. So again, so that's the second teretz for how we know that lechaper is not referring to Shmini Atzeres. The first teretz we said is because it's not as doimet to the miluim as Yom Kippur is, because the Yom Kippur and the miluim, by both of them, we find that there's no Kedusha Lefanav, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres, which has Kedusha Lefanav. And Rav Ashi's saying a second Teretz, that Pasha, it can't be that Shmini Atzeres would require Prisha when it's only the Tafel of Sukkot, and Sukkot, the Iker, does not have Prisha. Frakta Gemara though, Be'ema Atzeres, the Prisha Shivili Mechadu. Okay, fine. So Lechaper is not talking about Shmini Atzeres. But maybe it's talking about Atzeres, maybe it's talking about Shavuos, and that's also Daimet to the Miluim, just like Yom Kippur, because there also it would be a Prisha Shivas Yamim for Yom Echad, because Shavuos is only one day. That's them. So Amr of Abba, then no, we know that Lechaper is not referring to Shavuos, Amr of Abba, because done in Par Echad, Va'ayel Echad, Mi Par Echad, Va'ayel Echad. We're going to compare Yom Kippur, which has in its musaf a par echad vayel echad, to Miluim, which also Aaron brought Par Echad Vayel Echad. Lafuki Atzeres, and we're not going to learn Atzeres from the Miluim, the Shnei Elim Ninhu. Because on Shavuos, they brought with the Shnei Halechem, they brought Shnei Elim. And therefore, it's not as Daima to the Miluim like Yom Kippur is. And therefore, we say that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur and not referring to Shavuos. Says the Gemara, that which you're telling me, that Yom Kippur only has one ayal, that's Hanich Leman D'Amar Yom Kippurim Ayal Echad Hu. That's all good if you hold like that, that Yom Kippur only has one ayal, so then this teretz is very good. That's why we compare Yom Kippur, that's why we say Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur, because it's Daimeh to the Miluim in the sense that they each have one ayal. El Leman D'Amar Shnei Elim Ninhu, but if you hold like the Man D'Amar, that Yom Kippur has Shnei Elim, so Ma'ik Lameimar, so what's there to say, why, how do we know that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur any more than it's referring to Shavuos? And what's this machlekes about the Elim on Yom Kippur? The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, and just a little bit of background, there's two places in the Torah, if you look in the Torah, there's two places where you'll see that the Torah mentions an ayin on Yom Kippur. One is going to be referred to in the Gemara with the word Kan, which is referring to Parashas Achrimais, the main place where the Torah talks about the Avodas Yom Kippur, and over there mentions that there's an aisle, and then there's another time where the Torah mentions an aisle, and that's in Parashas Pinchas, in Sefer Bamidbar, which the Gemara is going to call Sefer HaPikudim, in Chumash HaPikudim, referring to Bamidbar. In Parashas Pinchas, over there also, it mentions that there's an aisle on Yom Kippur. So the Shaila is what to do with all of this. So the Tani we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, that Ayel Echad, Hua Amar Kan, that the one Ayel that it talks about over here, referring to Achrimais, Hua Amar B'Chumash HaPikudim. That's the same Ayel being referred to in Chumash HaPikudim in Parshas Pinchas. It's the same Ayel, but there's only one Ayel that gets brought in Yom Kippur. And Reb Lezer B'Reb Shimon Aymer, he says, and no, Shnei Elim, Heim Echad, Shnei Elim Heim. It's two different Elim. Echad Amar Kan, Ve'echad Amar B'chumash HaPikudim. There's one that the Torah taught us about over here in Parshas Achrimais, and there's another one that the Torah taught us about in Parshas Pinchas in Sefer Bamidbar. But it's two Elim. So the point, so the Kash is going to be according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, who says that there's two Elim. So how do we know that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur and not referring to Shavuos? So says the Gemara, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. Ali could even tell you, like Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur and not to Shavuos. How do we know that? Because Hasam, over there, Chad L'chayves Hayoim, V'chad L'musafin. Over there, by Yom Kippur, even according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, that there's two Elim, but there's only one that's L'chayves Hayoim, and then there's one that's a Tesefes, that's for the Musaf. Lafuke Atzeres, as opposed to Shavuos, the Tarvayu L'chayves Hayoim. Both Elim are part of the Chayves Hayoim, and therefore that's not Daima to the Miluim. That's less Daima to the Miluim than Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur, the Chayves Hayoim is one Ayel just like the Miluim, as opposed to Shavuos, which the Chayves Hayoim is to bring to Elim. So that's how we know that the Lechaper is not referring to Shavuos, and it's referring to Yom Kippur. And we'll see weiter on the next Amud, the Gemara is going to continue asking more Kashas, how we know that Lechaper is referring to Yom Kippur, and not to other Yom Tovim.